All right. Well, I'm going to say a few words from Rav Aruch Simon and from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in the footnotes. This period of time between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tish B'Av is known as Bein HaMitzarim. It's based on a pasuk in Eicha. It says, "Kol Rofa Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim," that all her pursuers overtook her when she was in dire straits, meaning the Jewish people. This is Sefer Avodas Yisrael by Rabbi Yisrael of Kozhnitz. He quotes from, he's a Hasidic Rebbe, obviously, he is a famous Sefer. He quotes from Reb Dober, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Quotes from Reb Dober. So he says, the way he understands it is, he says that this time is a very unique time, and it's a sad time of the Jewish calendar, but it's a time of opportunities when a person can come closer to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and it's a propitious time to make requests from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So he says that Rofe Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim, Rofe, we should understand it like Rofe Hashem, Rofe Ka, and Rofe Ha is its pursuers. So to read it differently, Rofe Ka, those who pursue God, Yud Ke is God, those who pursue God, Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim, they were able to achieve it. Hisigua can mean to overtake or to achieve. Bein HaMitzarim, they achieve Bein HaMitzarim. So he gives a mashal, which is similar to a mashal that the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch uses by, which Rav Simon brings down by the Yamim Noraim. He says it's like a tsar, like you have a prince and he's in a castle, so you can't come to the castle, you can't make requests of him, he's secluded. But when he comes out, he's in the fields, he's here in town, then I can approach him and I can ask him my requests. So he says that's the way it is with a Kaddish Baruch Hu now at this time of the year. He's amongst us. And he quotes a pasuk. It says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, there's a, in the book of Proverbs. It says, Kitzipur no dedet minkina, it's like a bird wanders from its nest. It says, one minute. He says, 1 second. Anyway, 1 second. He says, right. Well, he doesn't quote the whole pasuk here. He's one of the mikina, but the pasuk says, "Kain ish no dein mimakomo." Just like in such a fashion, a person moves from his place. So it means it's a propitious time to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and it's an idea we find in other Hasidic Sfarim as well. The he quotes here in the Piskei Tshuvos from the Sefer Toldot Adam. It says that these 21 days of Bein HaMitzarim, they correspond to the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Shemini Atzeret. It was the same on the calendar. We have two periods of time, 21 days. This is one period, and there's another period of time around after Rosh Hashanah. And it says, a person who's metaki nafsho b'chafalat yom shebein ha-mitzarim, if a person fixes up his soul, and if he straightens himself out in these 21 days, az yotzei l'schut b'imei ha-din, then he'll be yotzei, he can rest assured that his din will go out okay after Yom Kippur. And he says, especially in Shabbos is the time to do it. And then one more piece, a similar idea, from the Pardes Yosef. He says that these days are like Chol HaMoed. These are days like Chol HaMoed. So why should it be this way? Why should it be, taking together all of these Sfarim, why should it be that these days should be so special? How did these days become special? You could say it's a time of tremendous Churban, and I mentioned before, that was like Hashem is, you know, like a person doesn't say Tachanun on the base of Avel and Shiva. So one explanation, Rav Lerner, so the name of the Rav, in other words, like you feel Hashem's closeness in times of tremendous joy and times of tremendous sadness. So it's just like a time of tremendous joy is not a time for Tachanun. So it's a time of sadness as well, because Hashem is right there. I don't have to supplicate Him. He's right there in my presence. So I could say that's a simple shot. I could say this is a time, a sad time in the calendar. We feel Hashem's presence that way. But there's another Hesber. It's based on the on the Yalkut. So the Yalkut says, Amar Rabbi Levi, Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh V'Kayetz, B'Kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tein L'Yisrael Moed, that every month during the summer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a Yontiv. B'Nisan Natan L'm Pesach, Nisan Givet Pesach, we're good there, is B'Yar Pesach Katan, we have Pesach Sheni, B'Sivan Natan L'm Atzeret, Sivan we have Shavuos, that's good, B'Tamuz Yabata Atoli Tein Moed Gadol, in Tamuz, Hashem wanted to give us a big Yontiv, B'Asura Egel, Batel Tammuz Av Elul. We made the Egel, so Tammuz Av Elul got knocked out of it because we weren't forgiven for the Masa Egel to Yom Kippur. Ubat Tishrei Uparar Lahem. So Tishrei came along, and all the Yom Tovim that Hashem wanted to give us earlier, He gave it to us in Tishrei. Rashon of Yom Kippur Mivachag. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lacherim Hu Parei V'Shloimeinu Notel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says Tishrei is picking up everybody else's cheshbon, doesn't get its own yantiv. He says Tein Lo Yomo, give it its day, and it's the Shemini Atzeret. So we can understand. So it means that Tammuz and Av would have been the days for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In other words, Tammuz would have been when Rosh Hashanah would have been, and Av would have been when Yom Kippur would have been. And then we can understand why it should be like Chol HaMoed, or no, these were propitious days to come close to Hashem. So it's the idea of Yerushu Hashem Behimatzo, seek Hashem when He's close, and Hashem is close at this point in time. This is the way the real original Cheshbon was, that the Antovim should be around this period of time, and it's like Melech Besada. That's the term that the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch uses by the Yamin Noraim. The king is in the field, the king is around, I mean, the king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's nearby, and we can easily access him at this point in time. So what should we do to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the post can bring down that a person should be marbe ba'ava ba'achva. In other words, a person should try to increase his love and his friendship for fellow Jews during this period of time. We know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, and the Tikkun is obviously Avas Chinam. So that's something that's very good to do, and especially on Shabbos, as they point out. Especially on Shabbos, to come close and improve everything, because this is a time with tremendous opportunities. Hopefully this will be the last period of time, Beina Mitzarim, the Mashiach will come soon. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Khanan Lukashmar Spark Selfie Khan Social Mar and Schools of the Year.